Hello and welcome to the Snaxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. And a podcast featuring music by Maurice Ravel, who was inspired by Rimsky-Korsakov, that's about 100 years ago, with poetry written by Amin Maalouf that was written in 2014, and wonderfully narrated by André Dussolier. In this first section, Dussolier begins by talking about how the desert is not empty.
Le désert n'est pas vide. Il est rempli de longs poèmes suspendus et de légendes, de créatures et de cris, remplis de campements, de dunes, de points d'eau, de palmiers, de prédateurs et de proies, de faucons, de scorpions, de vipères, de loups, de chèvres, de panthères, de gazelles, d'oryx.
In the early years of the 20th century, Ravel used to meet with a group of friends at the apartment of painter Paul Sorde. At those meetings, they would discuss art, literature, and music, often with Ravel and another pianist in the group, reading new works from the score. In 1907, they read a score by the Russian composer Rimsky-Korsakov called Antar, all about the adventures of the 6th century Arabic warrior poet Antara ibn Shaddad. The stories about Antar were handed down by word of mouth, initially, until the 12th century when they were written down as the Romance of Antar. It was these stories of Antar and his beloved Abla that inspired Rimsky-Korsakov. When Ravel was asked a few years later to provide incidental music for a play about Antar, he turned to the Rimsky-Korsakov piece as inspiration. In the end, Antar doesn't really work in concert performance without the story, so more than 100 years after the music was composed, the French-Lebanese writer Amin Maalouf was asked to write a set of poems telling the story of Antar in narration. So what you're listening to was created over three centuries, beginning with Rimsky-Korsakov in the 19th century, continuing with Ravel in the early 20th century, and ending with Amin Maalouf in the 21st century. Here is Un jour, il fut convoqué par son père. One day he was summoned by his father, who said, Antar, our enemies encircle us. You, who are so brave, don't you want to lend your support?
Un jour, il fut convoqué par son père. Antar, nos ennemis nous encerclent. Toi qui es si vaillant, ne veux-tu pas prêter main forte aux guerriers de ton clan ? Mon clan ? Demanda Antar, qui suis-je pour l'appeler ainsi ? Je ne suis qu'un esclave. Me battre aux côtés des guerriers, je ne suis qu'un berger. Tout juste bon à promener les chèvres et à les traire. Antar n'avait pas peur de prendre les armes, mais il adressait ainsi à son père un reproche venu de loin. L'autre finit par...
Music by Maurice Ravel after Rimsky-Korsakov and poetry by Amin Maalouf. In describing these poems, Maalouf said in an interview, "The warrior poet Antar and his beloved Abla are, in a way, the Romeo and Juliet of the Arab world. Everybody knows their story. Based on 6th century pre-Islamic tales, you could have heard told, recounted by the storytellers who frequented the cafes of Beirut and Damascus as recently as a few years ago. This epic symbolizes the chivalric spirit. I listened to Rimsky-Korsakov's work, took advice from Leonard Slatkin, music director of the Orchestre National de Lyon, and wrote my version of The Legend of Antar by studying the score and letting myself be guided by the emotions suggested by the music. From the continuing story of Antar, here is the part that begins with the words, "His poems made him famous, much more than his feats of war."
Ses poèmes l'ont rendu célèbre bien plus que ses faits d'armes. C'est moi, Antar. C'est moi, l'esclave dont on vous a parlé. Que 1000 hommes libres viennent se mesurer à moi. Sa renommée était immense dans toute l'Arabie. De Palmyre au Yémen et au-delà. Jusqu'en Abyssinie, le pays de sa mère. Je suis le fils de Zébiba, l'esclave au front noir et aux cheveux odeur de poivre. Viens à moi, Abla, ma bien-aimée.
Ravel's version of Antar was first performed in 1910. It was a world on the cusp of one of the most destructive wars in human history, until an even more destructive one was unloosed a couple of decades later. But in 1910, although there were clouds on the horizon, it was still a time of hope and exploration. The first air show was held in Los Angeles. The Boy Scouts of America were founded, and the first film version of Frankenstein was released with Charles Ogle in the title role. And it was in 1910 that both Ravel's Antar and Stravinsky's Firebird were first performed. Scheherazade is a character. In fact, she is the storyteller in the Arabian Nights tales, about a king who had been betrayed in love and resolves to marry a new wife each day while beheading the previous one, and does so until he meets Scheherazade, who tells him a story every night without finishing it until after 1,000 stories and 1,001 nights, the king falls in love with her and makes her queen, with her head on. It's a story that, despite its horrible premise, has fascinated writers, painters, and composers for centuries. Here is the first of three songs in Ravel's version. The singer is Isabelle Drouet. Music from Scheherazade with mezzo-soprano Isabelle Drouet. From a new album of music by Maurice Ravel with the Orchestre National de Lyon conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Volume 5 of an excellent series. The sense of color and shading in Ravel's music sometimes seems like an oral expression of some of the same ideas the French painters of his day were expressing, people like Claude Monet or even his good friend Paul Sordre. From Scheherazade, here is La Flûte Enchantée.
Thank you.
That was from Maurice Ravel's music for Scheherazade with mezzo-soprano Isabelle Drouet. You have been listening to music by Maurice Ravel and performances by the Orchestre National de Lyon. As I said before, mezzo-soprano Isabelle Drouet, narrator André Dussolier, all conducted by Leonard Slatkin. From a new Naxos recording, catalog number 8.573448, and it includes a booklet with the complete English translations of Amin Maalouf's poems for Antar. To end the podcast, here is the very ending of Antar, as the body of Antar is carried by his warriors back to a grieving Abla.
Le désert n'est pas vide. Il conserve son souvenir. Antar, il s'est battu, il a aimé, il a chanté, il a triomphé. Il est mort. La vie n'est qu'un mirage, dis-tu. Rassure-toi, la mort aussi. Oui, Abla, rassure-toi. La mort est un mirage aussi.